Okay, Rabosai, we're trying to cover some ground today. We're still not completely finished with the sugya of Simcha. We made significant progress yesterday. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch first, I guess that's the best. Let's open the Gemara first. Let's start from the beginning again, a little Chav Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara has as follows: Al kol ha'meisim kulam nichas lebeis ha'simcha liyachal lamed yom. Alav ha'olim alachah yebeis chodesh. Omer Rabbi Bachan l'simchas mereis. Meis fei l'simcha l'reis lamed yom. Kasha. So when he meant l'simchas mereis, what did he mean? It's the machlokas between Rashi and the Tosfos HaRosh. So the Rashash didn't have a Tosfos HaRosh because Bechavat of Tosfos HaRosh. And there's a svar l'hokel, at least according to the Lishna Kama, that maybe a Sudas Mitzvah is a Tzad L'Hokil, not a Tzad L'Hachmir. Keep that in mind. The more at the end seems to reject the Lishna Kama because it's Kasha, although the Rambam may have accepted it because Kasha is not a Tufta. And the more has as follows, second Lashon, Simchas Mereyas Mimutal Ikonas Liyalter. I said Shloshim, Hobarisusa V'Paranusa, to pay back, that is what is permissible. Why is paying back permissible? Because it's an obligation. I said an obligation, it's not such a simcha, what you're obliged to do, not full charge of happiness. We have pointed out, just to review briefly, what the Chiddush we said, the Rif says, the Rach, on the side of the page, the Rach says already, that this Ove V'Imo is different. Al Ove V'Imo, Eino Nichas Adyud Beis Chodesh, even in the case of Peronusa. This led the Dogel Merava to an understanding that the Avelis for Ove V'Imo of 12 months is more chomer than the Avelis of Shloshim for Shara Krovim, which led to all kinds of problems. And we, just to be kitzer, we said that's not correct. The reason why, we suggested, the reason why Ove V'Imo is different for Yud Beis Chodesh is not because that's more strict. It's impossible. We saw the Rush, the last line in Simon Memeches said that there's no difference. All of the Yud Beis Chodesh is an extension of Lamed Yom for Shara Krovim, and within Lamed Yom there is no difference. So we suggest to say that within the first Peronusa means that to pay back a debt. So if I have a debt to my friends who invited me, I have to invite them back. That's one thing. But they will understand that I have a previous and greater debt to somebody else that I cannot be expected to pay them back. What's that? To a parent. The Sefer Chinuch writes in Kibbutz Avim, the greatest debt of gratitude in the world to your own parents who brought you into this world and did everything for you. So therefore, I'm not going to invite somebody back to a party you invited me. They'll understand very well that Abdul could have a greater debt than somebody else. That's a unique way of being. So it's not a question of Kula versus Chumra, it's a different expectation. That's how I explained it. That would knock off the Kavachoma that we had seen, the Dagon Rav. I'm not going to tell the Prut, the Dagon Rav's Kasha, the Teretz, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so we started speaking at some length about what's permissible. I'm not going to repeat everything, that there's a distinction between entering a place where there is a meal, that's the major issue, and they really shouldn't be entering at all in this new place. The Ramban quotes an opinion that as long as you don't eat yourself, you're allowed to enter that place, but that sheet is not even found in the Shulchan Aruch. So that doesn't make the cut. So therefore we pass, you're not supposed to walk in. Yes, as Rabbeinu Yosef seems to say, as we just said until now, Sudas Mitzvah is more kal. So when you see someone who's in Yud Beis Chodesh and is sitting at a wedding and you say, what's he doing here? There's no, on the whole page of Shulchan Aruch, there's nobody who allows this. You're right. He must subliminally know about the Rabbeinu Yosef, who seems to say it's mutter. You know, it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Aruch HaShulchan already said it, so we're relying upon it. But again, if you have to pass the Mishailas as a Rav, you know, you should not be saying that. Person shouldn't be there for the meal. People sit around and they eat. They have a new thing. They put a table right outside. You see that? You go. That makes a lot of sense. You're right outside. The band is blaring. The dancing is right in front of you. You're just eating outside. That doesn't seem to suffice to me. If you have to be around, and you know, have to be is a very limited definition. Your sister is marrying off a child. My sister very close, and it would stare if she wouldn't show up at all. So it happened to my wife. Right? Her sister married off a bunch of kids while she was in a bailiff for her mother. So She went, and she was there for the chuppah, which we said before, the chuppah is the reason to be makel. Our chuppah is, even though there's some music, we said music itself, we don't see why it should be a problem, music as such, but the music is dveikus, they can use it. And then, after that, she went to the remote section, way, way far away, far, far away, into a room, and I brought her dinner. You know, I mean, she wasn't anywhere near the, there was nowhere near the wedding hall, you know, the everyone else was eating. God, I can't say exactly how far away it was. Completely down the hall in a private room. And when my sister-in-law wanted to make frelich with her, not my wife came to the wedding. She went to her. The mother of the kala went to her sister, and her brother was in a bailiff. They were in a totally different place. That's what I think can be done. But that's, even that should be done in limited case. I still remember when my cousin Rabbi Kalish Shlita married off his oldest daughter. I'm very close to him. And I was in a bailiff for my mother. He stayed home. I didn't leave my house. My wife went. And I stayed home. He understands very well. He understands. He knew my mother well, says to your mother. The right thing for you to stay home. Go on, that's how B'nai Torah understand you. People would make the crazy things. I was at a wedding in California. I schlepped from a mechut to California. And someone who was a friend of his schlepped to California for the wedding and didn't really walk in. I mean, he was a little too close for my standards. We have to go for him. I don't understand the mentality today. Yeah. But we live in a funny world. So I'm just giving you my take on these things. The best thing is to stay home in such circumstances. Stay home. You're not mechuyav to be at every single simcha. And you have to go because you're very close. Don't go into the wedding hall at all. For the chuppah, there are certain leniencies which we spoke about. And I don't want to be malavet chayv and klal Yisrael, but that's what I'm suggesting. Okay? So there's more to be said, but because of considerations of time, I'm leaving out some of the other discussions which are very nice, but time just doesn't allow. I want to know, what about somebody getting married in Shiva? The person himself was in Shiva. This happens, unfortunately. These cases happen. You ever been in a case like this with a Chosin's father? We spoke about the Gemara. Over Shul Chosin, Yimah Shul Kala. But that's only if it happened before the Leviathan. Right? What happens, the person passed away 6 days before, 5 days, 4 days before. I'm not going to hold off the Leviathan for 5 days. And then in the middle of the Shiva, can he get married? What do you say? So, let's read the words of the Prisha. The Prisha is one of the earlier sources on this, and I think if you see it inside, it will be helpful to get a better understanding of this. Well, yeah, the tour should open and see it in real life on the screen. Shidech Isha V'ira Evel V'hu lo ki Empiria V'ribya Muta l'konsa Tov shloshu Ma'avela Adka. What does it say over here? Tov shloshu. But only Tov shloshu. Okay, let's go further. He wants to say Rabbi Natan is Mata Shetikones L'chupa Miyad Whoa. That's what he's suggesting. Can you imagine that? Whoa. The preacher says it is correct. In fact, the preacher is against the Mefurash Gemara. What's the Gemara? Our Gemara, right? Avav Shalimo, Avav Shal Chosin, Ima Shal Kala. It's only before the burial. What's going on over here? Furish. Quotes a kasha. Based on Shul Chosn. Maris the cheder chupa. Daf kabam ima. And then the mishavir b'shvila. And the mutter ella the klos on meis a cheder. Adam lechalav elus. Chalav elus shlo meis avil. Ech ochel v'bono. Klalo klalo. Am shi gam ganesi b'davar. Herichim sarchei chupa. So v'tevach tivcho, etc. etc. Well, maybe the kasha. You know what he answers? This is, look what he says. You need Lokian Pir Virivian. Okay? So therefore, the Gemara Mari, the whole Sukkot Ksubis, the Mishif Lokian Pir Virivian. Anu Kimta Terence. He has a boy, he has a girl. Who's taking care of him? Dad. That's a little bit, you know, today's where we understand it already. Those who are married children, no. Nowadays it's not so crazy anymore. But the Mefarshim says, come on. How can that be? How can that be? It's impossible. The Rush says it's impossible. Open to the Rush. He thinks this is a joke. The guy already has two kids and he's still dad's paying the bills. Today's not Tzarchia anymore. But take a look at the Rush. Simen Memches. He writes as follows. I'll read you, if you have my text, it's on page Chav Ches, middle of column 2. Aye, there's a Gemara, the base of Kvaris, see you, Parnassus, Bnei Achosech. You know, there were cases in Europe. Unbelievable. People died unfortunately in childbirth or young, left a bunch of kids. There's only one person in the world who would be qualified to take care of these kids. That was their aunt, the Nifteris' sister. You know, Achoso was the Achamisa's mutter. And they would hold up the Leviathan sometimes to pressure the girl to marry her brother. I kid you not. That's what's the effect happening over here. It's not so blunt. They wouldn't do the burial. In the base of chorus. You know, who's going to take care of all these little kids? So you can do it. Marry your brother-in-law, and since you're, you know, they all know you, you're qualified. And there are cases like that. There are people who did marry. Rav Kook, am I correct? Did that happen to Rav Kook? What was Rav Kook's history over here? I think it may have happened. He married a woman, I think she died, and he married a sister. Is that true? No one knows Rav Kook's history. Let me know if I'm correct. But it's something which I believe happened on significant occasions. Let's go on. Okay? So he says, Shidduchim. Lo kins halacha zayin. Dim toch zayin asa dachos. Gemuchim per kamer dixubis. Quotes his Gemara. Right? Umistama airi v'misha ein lo bonim. Keima da ovim tzorach l'troch misudoso. V'u batzmolo. He rejects the prisha. Preacher is a bit of a difficult answer, would you say? How can it be? Now, let's open the Shulchan Aruch now. Open to the Shulchan Aruch and see the Shach. Shin Sadi Beis. He quotes the preacher. This is shocking. Shin Sadi Beis. Okay. Ziv Gimel, Mishlov Kiyem Mitzvahs Piriv Rivim Shidach Isha V'Acha Shehechen Torcha Emes Torcha Chupa Meis Achia Meshudeches Mutal Lekontra V'Lovu Le'Acha Shiva. Rabosai, you're good in syntax. How do you read it? Mutal Lekontra Kama V'Lovu Le'Acha Shiva. Or no, one sentence. Mutal Lekontra V'Acha Shiva. Nothing before Shiva. How do you read it? I'm asking a question. How do you read it? How did you read the Shulchan Aruch? Everything after Shiva. That's how I read it.
The preacher only said it because he made a years of change. He added the word miyad.
Okay. Says the Shach. Mutal lekonsa. Okay, let's take a look at the Shach. Everyone see the Shach? Mutal lekonsa. Give a look. Mutal lekonsa. Give a look, please. The Shach is found over here in Sivkot Zayin. Mutal lekonsa. Well, he goes in the Ramo actually. Okay, the Rosh. Zayin Shah. Miyad! Fiolech Hashimuk. Ken Kosav Atazal Lavush. Vaba Kosav. Fiolech Hashlosh. Okay. That's a dispute. Okay. Ches. Kimra Chemes. Felechain Mutter. Afila below Hefsit. You don't need the Sugin Ksubis. Yeah.
He's not like the Prisha.
Why?
Because he said the issue between the Vat and the Taz was, and that Terzav was. If he was Mekayim Peruvu, then it's Aser during Shiva. And if he was not Mekayim Peruvu, then
it's Mutter during Shiva. No, they're fine by the beer, but they all agree. The Shach and the Prisha seem to say that it's okay.
No, so they're not talking about the Shavonara. They're talking about the case of the Ramah.
I understand. But it's Kitzanim. It's the question becomes it's a bit of a dochak. And besides that, the Beurim has a beautiful piece of this. This is worthwhile seeing inside. Shin Sadi Bey's the Beurim, from Five Kohen Shlita. Yes, what's the guy going to do, this guy? Is it going to be in Shiva? Is it going to be in Shiva Sumer Avelis? Is it going to be in Shiva Sumer Mishta? What's going to be? He says, how can it happen? Now, of course, Tosis suggested, didn't pass it that way, but Yavamas, they suggested that it's Mutter during Shiva of Yeshua Banam Tanin. He suggested it. So you see, there can be a combination of both. In my humble opinion, the whole thing is not correct. I don't think you can have a combination of the two sevens. They're contradictory. I want to show you what Rav Moshe says, since we'd like to talk halacha l'maisa. Rav Moshe's in the Mekilim of the Shabbat. Chasana, the mother died on Thursday for Motzei Shabbos. So it was asked by Rabbi Goin, the Shmuel Salmitzer, big amount of money, what do you do? The Kvura will be on Friday. So you should do the Chuppah before the Kvura, right? That's the Suga in Besefta Ksubis, right? Ima Shokala. Well, but the problem is they rented the law for Motzei Shabbos. They can't do it on Friday. She could go to the mikvah, whatever. It's just complications. Making the Motzei Shabbos in the middle of Shiva. Hefsid, the Chos Shem Labonim Mutter, Shach Mefurish. Biyat. Okay? Mefurish. Okay? And others bring Radak the Shach. One second. What's going to be the order? Titzarech lino gavelus tchila v'chakach yomei amishte v'tiyah muteres l'baila teichav achas shiva shuvacha heyomim anisuin t'yasur gam litbol aracha yomei shiva yomei avelus. That's what Moshe's psak. That's what you have to do against the biurim. I the Gemara. The Gemara, Rabbi said. The Gemara. Here's my psak. The Gemara is referring to a hefsid of an entire week of food. In those days, they had a whole week of Shabbat Bumas. Well, like today, the one big party, you know, you make a fortune for a wedding, and then you give salami for Shabbat Bumas, or milchus. Wasn't that way. It wasn't that big a wedding, it was much bigger Shabbat Bumas. That's just whole sukkah's going on. So a whole week, that's the Gemara. If you look at the whole sukkah's Gemara, a whole week. They were mad to only of Shulchasen to make the Shivas Yemei Mishnah first. But to be matter the chasna itself, and the Shiva Simei Avelis will come before the Shiva Simei Mishta, mutter even a different relative, b'makom period of Rivi, as the Shach says, you don't have to say a dochak teretz of the Prisha, as the Gemara is referring to a case where you mekayim peru rabu. It's a different tchiyah. We're only being dochak, only allowing the wedding to take place, we're not being dochah the 7 days of Shiva, we can be more lenient. That's my pshat. The Rav Moshe's pshat is correct. He doesn't say anything I said, but it's against the preacher's dochah teres, which the Rosh thinks is impossible. I think this is a better way to say it. Laniyas daiti. It's better to say it in that fashion. Kain nira. Have you a question? Yes, sir.
How could it be that it's mutter from even the case of the Shachar or Shavanara? There's no shiduch.
Well,
it's only mutter to pick her. I don't know if it was her relative that died, then it's going to be us. If it's mother.
No. We're saying a different verb is saying that. Forget the sugyas that they all talk about, the basic kvaras, all that kind of stuff. The big question was, very nice, there's a certain leniency, whether it be the Ramos, the Machabes, the Shachs, the Precious, whatever, you're going to run into a brick wall, which is the Gemara Ksubas. I'm just trying to get through the brick wall, that's what I'm trying to do now over here. So the Precious got through the brick wall by saying, what the Rosh doing was ridiculous, that was told my case where they had already fulfilled Pruvu. I'm saying, no. They were about the Hefsid of 7 days, Yidavka after the 7 days of Mishnah first, and postponed the whole Shiva. That's only in very unique cases. But to have the wedding take place, that's a different story. I'm going to show you other cases, other reasons why I think this is a correct idea. From both sides, I'm going to go a little further. The idea, I want to go one more time into the Lushan of the Rush and the Ravid, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. I just want to make this deal one more time. We spoke about it in the past, but I want to see it again because I think it's important. In Shin Sadi Aleph, there's a leniency, which is based on the Rush quoted from the Ravid, that if you are an individual, if you don't go there, Yizbatel HaMaisa. If you won't go there, then you're allowed to go. Right? This is quoted, La'alocha LaMaisa. It's quoted, La'alocha LaMaisa, in the Ramos Sivbeis, Shin Sadi Aleph Sivbeis. Imlo Yochal Shom, Yizbatel HaMaisa. That's not the original Girsa that we had. No. The Lashon of the Rosh that we have in Siman Mem Beis, since you're up to the Rosh anyway, look at Siman Mem Beis. I mentioned it already yesterday, but I want to repeat it again. He has the same exact thing from the Ravid. And what does he say? He says, Imlo Yikonis Shom, Yizbatel HaMaisa. So what do the words mean? What do the words mean, Yizbatel HaMaisa? What does it mean? Let's take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan. See how he understands it. He'll know specifically what it means. The Pasha tries that he's correct. Based on the original source. Okay, you're there. What he says. Cool. Quotes the Rush. Is Batal HaMaisa. What do the words mean? What do the words mean? Hu HaMesasi Bin Yisuei Bilmola Yiyashem Is Batal. So I thought it meant the Shidduch will be Batal. Shidduch will be Batal. That's a simple pshat. Right? Says there, Aruch HaShulchan, that's not what it means. Look why. Venerally, lav dabli is batla shidduch legamri, elashalei vachosin vakalyum it's kim it's starin. Omitzah sheyesh chiyuv alav, kmo psak. What's this? The kutchin? That's what that means. Masha is manazel lo shayach zeh, ul divran gal abrismi lepidin aben osa lechol ksudas mitzvah yesh basimcha. But what he's saying over here, is that not going to be misbattled the whole shidduch? No. It's going to be the Levas Chos and Vakala will be saddened.
Probably
Pesach the Kutchin. Okay. Fine. Kitza, the Ramban argues with the Ravid. Nirali. Gam Ramban no more actually is battled. A shidduch I is there. I look, she's battled. Ain't svara klal of lila hatlev if they mitzvah rabba kazoo. Like you swear they the zeshka the rabbi has got imlo nechus is batla maisa in a kabbalah leal bitla shidduch as I said earlier. And if it's batla shidduch, Gam ba'ab ve'ima muta betok lamed enoch mitzvah rabbi kazu lo amidik zeirasim bin yezel lav dafu. That's his opinion. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's opinion. The truth is, if you look in the Emek Dover of the Divrei Sofer, he quotes on the Tashbetz, again, Shin Sadi Alf, we'll look up later on, Emek Dover, Mem Aleph, look what he says, interesting source, Tashbetz, Mem Aleph, Shasimcha en yichol olios belodov, now the marriage will go on, the simcha won't be there. That's Rishonim. This is Rishonim. Tashbeisim and Tav Chavei. I mean, this is already, you know, Rishonim. Not just an Aruch HaShulchan. Wow. 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 Others disagree. He quoted an earlier Sivkot, Zlamet Ches, Zlamet Tes, the Ranach, Tzorach HaMitzvah. What do you mean? If lo yelech shem yisbatel HaMitzvah d'gamet, the Shidduch will be batel. The Shidduch will be batel. But if you hold like the, according to that, if the shlim will be bothered, you're not going to go in. Okay, that's what it says. And he quotes the Ramban only asks it to eat. Maybe it's rebutted to go in. So we can say, yisbata means yisbata the gamri. The Rambam says, since you're allowed to go in, you're allowed to eat. And the Ramban says, no, just don't eat. In other words, the Baruch HaShulchan, what, the Ramban's going to say, break up the Shidduch? No! Go in and just don't eat. And the Rambam says, once you're there, you're allowed to eat already. That's what those who say these Batalim, the Batalim of Shidduch complete. Everyone with me so far? These are very, very important Nakudas. Very important. Very, very important. Critical. Critical. Now, he quotes over here as follows. Over the emo, even though you have to pay back, you can't over 12 months. Okay? Ubeis mechas l'das arayvid mutaf ava v'imo tok yud beis chodesh. Wow. A chiddush. Wow. I wouldn't have said such a thing. But that's what he suggests. What are they arguing about? Machlokas deriving. The two gear souls, I told you. Is it in lo yochal sham or lo yikonis sham? We saw the gear souls. If the other gear soul lo yochal sham, hey guys, by the time he goes to eat, they're married already. It can't be pshat, the shit will be bottled. Too late to be bottled, he's gonna eat the meal. Too late, Charlie. So obviously he holds like the Aruch HaShulchan, that gear soul. Ramaz, he has to hold like the Aruch HaShulchan. But if you have the gear soul lo yikonis sham, then you can say like the Ranach, that the whole shit will be bottled. That's the only time he can be maker. Right, and then the Ramban would agree, though, how could that be? Ramban would agree, you're allowed to go in, just as once he won't be allowed to eat. Bekitzur, this is what it says. Okay. Fine. Interestingly, Rabbi Osai, the sugya of Peranusa and Arisusa. What will happen if it's neither? Peranusa means I'm paying back. You know, we go around robbing, I pay back. What's Arisusa mean? I'm starting a chain, right? Starting a chain of 10 meals. Yeah. But it's neither. I'm not paying back. I'm not starting any chains. It's a single event. No before, no after, nothing. What's it in that kind of a case? What's pshat? I thought Peranusa is a separate heter. But anything short of Peranusa would be usher. Lav dafka risusa, you're starting a chain. That's what I thought. But I saw something amazing in Divrei Sofrim. Look what he says. Amazingly. Look what he says. Simchas Mareyes, they invite each other back and forth. Okay? Fine. What happens if there's no back and forth? I just invite somebody. He says over here, what's going on? I'm shocked. Ein maza yisra mishum simcha. The only issue is nesinat shalom. Inviting someone to a meal is nesinat shalom. Take a look at Rabosai in the Taz. Simon Shin Pei Hey, give a look. Open up. This is quite an amazing chiddush. What a great cooler. I'm telling the whole savings worth of it. It's one cooler alone. I didn't know this cooler. How'd you learn? I'm asking you a question. Honestly, you learned this way? I thought Peranusa is a separate hector. He says, no. Arisusa is a separate issue. What does it say? What did I say? Shin Pei. What did I just say? Shin Pei Hey Taz. Shel Shalom Ba'ovim. Okay. Kostav Baruch Hamas Av Shem Agav Shem Rabbein Yehuda Avo Tov Shloshim En Yochol Lahazmin Acherim O Lehizomenim Acherim Ad Kan. And you basically, why? What's it doing here? Because of Shelet Shalom. Only it's of Shelet Shalom. That's it. And if you look at the Emek Dover, I want to show you the source that he quotes, because you shouldn't trust what anybody says, even if he's a great Talmud Chacham, a Goyen of Yavra from Yerushalayim, a Goyen Olam, but you got to look it up, everything. Always look, don't trust, certainly don't trust me. Kavachom, you shouldn't trust me. But you shouldn't even trust him. We can't, my Rebbe told you, don't trust anybody. You have to look at things up yourself. Quotes over here, as follows. Listen carefully. Written by cut. Okay, let's look. I want you to see the inside. I don't trust anybody. Let's take a look at the Ritva. He tells you that the Ritva is proving his point. Is it true or is it not true? I'm biased. I want it to be true. But we have to be honest with ourselves. This will be a tremendous cooler. There's no problem of necessary susa. Ritva. Okay, let's see if we can find it. Here we go. What lashon is he medayek from? Watch. He says, where is it? Here it is. Pirish. Hasuda shemaschileba nikwes reshusa. We have Ari Susa. And look what he says. Meshikizokev chova chaveo lasas kamosa. Vize osa adlach lamet. I think it's a good deal. No? If I start a whole chain of events, oh, we're starting a chain of simcha, is going to be, oh, wow, we, it's going to be for the next year, we're going back and forth, gewaldig. That's what's awesome. Uporanusuk, shechazar, shara, chaver, mas, ishyomo, les, mas, simcha, kulehai. Begam, I evshel, ishahosa. I can't say come back later. It's we made a deal. You know, we have to pay back in due time. So he suggests over here that if it's just a one-time event, perhaps the din would be different. Thinks it might be mutter. Then he says further than that. As he puts it, when it's Abz Ari Susa, look what he says, that he's assuming, I'm reading it from the over here, Ritva Moed Cotton, low cost of the gam, rak cost of gam, because less for simple kulai, gam, ef shel shosu. Is that correct? There's no vav?
Yeah.
No vav. Therefore, he says,
yeah,
we have a vav. I was wondering about that. He says, I was wondering about that myself. So, you get an average old dig. Not going to work if we have the vav. He says, like this, he quotes the whole story. Ze gufa hachilik ben lahasim ben lefroa. That's a projection. According to the Parisha, that it means when you're not mechuyev, that's also called a haskil, then the ritva wouldn't be right. So he says, even if it's not a haskil, the whole chain, it's going to be usher anyway. You need what? Shelo yisimcha kol kach and mechuyav la'asosa. The kid says, not so clear that he's right because he didn't have a vav. But I'm just telling you, this cool exists, Rabbi Osei. This cool exists. I have to tell you, that's what he says. So, what's Beis HaMishnah? Beis HaMishnah means presumably only a chasana, right? It says Beis HaMishnah, and he says about this, the 2 days, about a chasana. Beis HaSimcha, that's what it says. Beisach means a chasana. Otherwise, everything's mutter. Even if you assume not like him, I don't often agree with him. I thought that people ask me, can I have any company for a year of avails? I always say, avails is not a cherim. Not a cherim. You can't go to his house. Don't come to your house. I say it's permissible. But I tell people, if they're in avails, they want to have company, you go to company, try to limit it to you and the other person. I say, two is company, three is a crowd. You're not in Chayrim. But there's no mitzvah to have these huge get-togethers. That's what I thought. Shayla Shalom. Shayla Shalom. Very strange thing, Shela Shalom. I look in the original source, doesn't say Shela Shalom. Even if it is Shela Shalom, if you look in Hilchos Shela Shalom, Shin Pei Hei, give a look, where have Shela Shalom? There it says, Siv Gimel, Mokom Shenogel, Litzel Shalom, B'Shalom, Chavelim, B'Shabbos, Shalom. So you can do it on Shabbos. So you can do it on Shabbos. You invite him on Shabbos, come on Shabbos. So I thought there's room to be lenient on that basis as well. Again, I know that this is it's a chiddush, but that's what I thought. That's what I thought. What about going to what happened to my brother, going to your son's wedding in the middle of Shiva? What about that? Another tshuva of Rabbi Moshe. We had, who was Rabbi Moshe here? How do I get back? Can't do it? Start Rabbi Moshe all over again? Where? You go back all over again. Right? The fact that I have it on the screen. Okay. Doesn't help. Okay. I'm trying to save time, but I lost time. Okay. There you go. You're up there. You have the right sim this time. See, sim is right or wrong. Maybe it's wrong. Is it right? Possible? Obviously it's wrong. It was Reish Lamed Tes.
Kuf Ayin Aleph before?
Okay. Let's see if that's true. What? Sounds wrong.
No, I was in Chelik Beis.
I'm in Chelik Beis?
No, I was talking about...
You're in Chelik Beis. Okay, I don't know where to find what I'm looking for.
That's the one about going...
What I'm looking for is Chelik Beis?
The Gilyam Arshal.
Let's see. I'll try you out and see if it works. How do we have the Chelik Beis? Kuf what?
Kuf Ayin Aleph.
Try it. Let's try Kuf Samach Tes first, just for the fun of it, if you don't mind. Oh, this is what I want. If Mutta Lelech Lechupas Bito. Okay? Aviyah Kalavia Chosna, she ever talk Shiva. She shamma mimeni, she ab Mutta Lelech Lechupas Bino Bito, yeah? Yidivi shetmeim al zeh. It's mefurish with Gilyam Arsha, Shin Tzari Aleph and Shin Tzari Beis. To Yochel Av Dekan Dechubas Bito. Kavar Shavu Avel. Pshita, okay? Fine, that's what it says. Good. Shin Tzari Aleph, he says, Shem Hefzit. So they both have Avel. Okay? What's the reason? Rav Moshe says, Pashat. Pashat? Pashat? Tzar Godel Kizdesh Aliyas Al Chubas Bito Ubno. Other food we have said, Mama, Rechazin and Shahabi Yahutsos, Motzi Avla, Baba, Kupas, Bidio, Bro, Enochot of Avla, Zonom Mizan, Shabut Avadok Shiva. Who said Avadok Shiva? Kimal Michal Shabbos, Dover Avid. Where did Rav Moshe get it from? That Dover Avid is Mutta Tok Shiva. Where did he get it from? So there's a fierce attack against Rav Moshe in the Bir Halach over here. Shin Sadi Gimel Siv Beis. I want you to look it up later on. That's why I want you to give you the exact maramukum. Discusses when an Ovel is allowed to leave the house. Not supposed to leave the house. Okay, everyone knows that. That's the most famous law of Avelis, you're not allowed to leave the house. It's not such a... you're not supposed to, but it's not one of the 11 things that's found in the Rambam. Okay, it's a Gemara. Okay, but you know, they made the whole religion out of that. Okay? If you take a look over here. 1 second. Let's read it together. Even here a chuppah at night, okay, can't leave your house. The tile, okay, if someone comes to you, or dover ha'aved mutal alotzes. It's a toitzis, okay. You gotta go out of the house with dover aved. Fine. So Rav Moshe presumably took this and extended it to going to a wedding of your child. Okay. He quotes Rav Moshe in this tshuva. Kol dvarav tmuim. Whoa. Because the Gilyam Arsha quotes in the Knesset Gedolah, who quotes in the Mabit, and there it says klar. Only a matter, why? Shal yikone se'av l'chasana tisbat al ha'maisa. Look at the sources. You You know, Rav Moshe didn't have the old sources. He didn't have such a big library. He only spoke Yiddish Mashah. As you look in the source, it says that it's Asur. Unless it's Batla Maisa. Now, the quote that we said earlier, the Aruch Hashulchan was this Batla Maisa Lav Dafka. Maybe he also meant Tsar of the Chosin. Why did Rav Moshe write the Tsar of the Father? To be Mata, the Yisim and Simi Beisel Tov Shiva. To go out of the house, he's Dover Ovi. But to go to the wedding, it's the Tsar of the Chosin. I guess we have to really look at the original source, okay? Shut Mabit, Chelik Beis, Simen Tzadi Tes. Gentlemen, the drums are rolling. What did he say? Where are we? Mabit, can you help me out? Mabit. Chelik Beis, Simen Tzadi Tes. What did he say? Here we go. Small tshuva. Okay, what happened? There's a shidduch. They made Rosh Chodesh Nisan be the wedding. Rosh Chodesh Adar, the sister, died. And they want to go with it to Shloshim Yom. Boo, 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 boo. Yes or no? Look. You're a day of Shabbat. Period of Rivi, Rosh. No, no, Tom. Shoyalo Hefsid. Him lo yichna. Shehiz minat kruim. Kamais Rabbe Natan. Here we weren't making anything yet. Not like today. Today you hire a caterer. You, what does it cost you? You hire everything. You reserve the hall and pay the caterer. And a month before you want to cancel. What's it cost you? I have no idea. A lot of money, no? Those days they didn't have caterers or nothing. You just walked in. So nothing was prepared a month in advance. Okay? No kishon, no hefsed. What are you preparing a month in advance? Are you crazy? Just tell that to today to some. Okay. The kids in Emirates, Hoya Mutter, Tarach Levi, the Tabba Ben Yisuel, Umut Likonis the Chuposa, Avayocha Basudas Achosin, Logor Masi Yosim Yisoma, the Mut Likonis, Shem Hulo Yichonis, is Batla Maisa. What does it mean, is Batla Maisa? You don't know. The Divrei Sofer is assuming the Shidduch will be bottled. But he himself quoted the Aruch HaShulchan and others who say, Tashbeitz! He's Batla Simcha. So I'm getting him back, Mitvorov al Dvorov, this beautiful Sefer. He says, he's Batla Maisa means what? The Shidduch will be. No! He's Batla the Simcha. The father of Job is Batla Simcha. Oh, so what force Rav Moshe? A bit said, you'll let it go, don't eat. If the head is Logar Masi Yosef Yisoma, right? The Masi Yosef Yisoma, it's what even to eat, as the Ramah seems to suggest at the right. So Rav Moshe says, the head to go in here must be Tzar Gadol of the Father, so you don't have to eat. Can't be that way. But it's the Mefurishu, and the Lord is Batla Maisa. And what does that mean? Maybe it was like the pshat is, you can't eat there, whatever. It's not so big to go in. Because the whole thing seems to me is a question of what it means is Batla Maisa. Then he quotes your tshuva, the next one. Moshe 2 later. So we do it this way, I think. Again, your sister's wedding is Chof Be'er El, they came to Ovel, Tov Shlosh, it's Chodesh, whatever. Ovel Chas Vavut, Yisrael Gimel Marashon, Av Tov Shiva, the Shach Ari, the Tov Shiva, Tam Poshet, Tzah Godel Lachos, Vakala, Lov Shalo Yer, Chas Vino, fine. I to give him my show, he says, he won't want to go, he won't go to the wedding without his mother. Yeah? Without that, he wouldn't allow it. Yeah. Lav dafka nokatzeh. It means look at further on. Hef said he can go into the chubas bito shoot. Apaloa tam shal rats lisa nami mutin the of the konos. So the aim. Sara av kibikas after. Mashvi. That's what he says. I eating there? Vasha Yochel Besudas Chosin. He said, that's only to eat Erech Kavua. But eat at the Besharasim, you can't ask her, it's not Simcha. So don't eat in the regular place, he says. Right? Don't eat where you normally eat. I don't know, my brother went, my brother was in Avelis with my father when the son got married. Did he eat? I don't know. Didn't ask me. If I were him, I would tell him not to eat anything. If you want to eat, go to the car to eat, or go to the, I don't know, go out to a different place. That's what I did. I was in Avelis with my father when my son got married. So, what do we do? So my sister asked, she's only the aunt. What should I do? I said, I'll take care of you. You and I are going to be the only people inside the Chasam Kala who are going to have mixed seating. I promise. So within the Ramadan and Yerushalayim. So they, you know, I said, luckily the Mechutin was nice enough to give me a room for that, my wife, a room. And I had a room upstairs. You know, that's where the wedding was. So kind of a few rooms, so I had a room. So when they stood on serving the meal, I went upstairs with my sister, with food for her and for me. We washed, we had the first course. Upstairs, nothing, the sixth floor, nothing to do with the wedding, or the million guests, nothing to do with the wedding. I came down, just in the nick of time, they already started dancing. So I went to dance, because I wouldn't dance, it was bottles and chasim. Then they served the main dish, went back up again, to the sixth floor. And since we had the main dish, so we all mixed seating together, came back down again. Then they served dessert. I didn't want to go up again, just a piece of cake, but I went into the street. Mamish to the street. And I saw the Ramadan to the street, had a piece of cake, you know, and I came back for the bench. That's what I did. The next day we had a Sheva Brachos. A Sheva Brachos is the most chomedic of all things. So what I did was, my son was making the Sheva Brachos, and my daughter was cooking a lot of the stuff. So she cooked it in her house. So I already had the meal at my daughter's house, the main dish. Like that. Then I came in to the Sheva Brachos, didn't eat anything, zip. They wanted another cake. I waited until after benching and after Sheva Brachos and people leaving. After I was leaving, it's already no more basis. So everyone's leaving. Then I had a piece of cake. And then we went into Sukkot. So I told you my shita, which Avi doesn't necessarily agree with, that in Yontif, I thought there's no Avelis of Yubeis Chodesh. You said, I'll prove one way or the other in that question, but I was with Nagel on that basis. Atkan, what I did myself, many different opinions. There's discussions of, take a look at Rabosi in the Imre Baruch, okay? Imre Baruch, it's in the back. We saw it already, we all have it. Shin Sadi Beis, Sif Gimel. Give a look. Shin Sadi Beis, Sif Gimel. Everyone has it. You'll have it in the back. You just have to help me with it. Find it. You help me find it next time. Where is it? Oh, I found it. Shin Sadi Beis. Okay. Yesh suffering and mutal asses can recruit them in Macholos. One of those situations where there's a novel in Shiva. When he's died, the Yesh Tzad, the Kemet, the Mishas Hachupa Lidi Tukir Regal. The Sora Gami Men, or Kola Velas Farhesion, Shemut Lodicha, Minak Mokam Hachupa, the Mesh Hasanos, the Klizemer. Yeah. Efshel, the Fimena Gamish, and Shriach, she is soon as Hasna, Shach Hachupa, below Klizemer. So I'm suggesting, based upon this Nakuda, based upon Rav Moshe, that we can be Megal there too. It's true, it's no comparison exactly, because for the Ovel, who's a Chosn or a Kala, it's Karegal Mamsh. We want to have Zion. You don't see the Negoyim, not the father. Nonetheless, if he's not going to dance, it's going to cause tzar to the chosin or to the kala. I think it's mutter, but not necessarily more than that. So you don't have to, you usually give it every single day. Yeah, you have to curtail it a little bit. Came near the pshat in this very, very important shayla. Very important shayla. This unfortunately happens halacha lemaisa. Yes, sir.
In such a case, why would it be mutter to go into the meal once the wedding? Like, once the first dance happens, isn't that a month? Simplest,
yeah, but if you don't go in, it's going to cause tzar to the chasm. If I would just be AWOL, I just wouldn't walk in.
Right, I'm saying. So let's say you did that. Why is it better to take the meal and go and just, like, you're going to take your food and go upstairs? Right. So
well, the eating is okay upstairs.
Right, but why is it, how are you going to go in to get the food?
I was there. I didn't go in to get the food. I went to dance. And then they gave out the food. I just. Uh-huh. Now, people didn't notice me. I tried to do it very inconspicuously. No one should see. Just go quietly. Went upstairs. And The only problem I goofed is when I was late coming down for the first dance. They came out so quick for the pictures. You see, Baruch Hashem, took the pictures early for everybody. So I miscalculated by a bit. Where are you? We're looking for you. Just 2 minutes. But that was the one mistake I made. Yes, but you see, that proved the point. That if I wasn't there, it would have been caused a tumult. You understand what I'm saying? That maybe it's better that it happened. Show that I was right, that if I wouldn't be there, it would just stare at someone. So I didn't mean to do it that way, but it came out that way. Yes?
Is there a problem to be there before the Hasakhal come in? Is it Paul?
Good question. You have to know. You share the whole bit gloom and doom over the whole hall, even before they come in. You could, he's not there. Gloom and doom. So you have to use your judgment. You understand?
Even for someone who's not their child.
Not the child shouldn't be in the room at all.
Even before the Chazal come in?
Yes. Because what would have Marichas? It's not your kid. Don't go. You don't belong in the room. Maybe a grandparent might be just, I can see where a grandparent might be on the same level. Maybe an uncle? No, I don't see it. I just don't see it. You're allowed to go to the Chuppah B'dochak. But then see, you want to stay for the eating the far off, and they'll come to you. That's what we had before. I think that's true. What can I say? I think it's true. Fine. More to be said, but again, I have to be mekatzer a lot, because of time constraints. I just want to show you one more interesting nekuda, Rabbi Osai. Fascinating nekuda. Rabbi Osai, the machlokas, about rechitza. You see, I'm going to move from rechitza to something else. Open up the Shin Sadi Tes, Rambo, Sifhei. Shin Sadi Tes, Rambo, Sifhei. I say, what's it do with anything? We finished the sugya already. Imchal echad me'avelus chutz me'ashir be'er beregel mutl l'chabes. You don't wait until the laila, okay? Avel lirchotz osur ad laila v'yesh matir lirchotz achas v'ilas minchas am l'chashecha v'chein no'ani. Okay, we wash before yon. Fine. Says the shav sitkon tezayin. Right? What does it say? V'chein again. I we asked the rechitza to shloshim. So shiva's over, but still shloshim. What's he talking about? Well, that's only a chum, but not medina, as we shall see. We shall kvod a regal on over the hachmir. Fine. Good. Gavaldik puts from the maram. Good. And he quotes that someone disagrees, that the hagos maimini disagrees, if he starts to quote it. You don't pass in that way. Fine. Good. Oh, the last line of the Shach Tezayin. How the minigain okayin that mishum the kvod regel, the gochecha the leka mishum kvod regel osur, and afkamina, the liachar haregel osur rechitza kvisa at shloshim, the regel amavat rakzeva shiva kanal.
Whoa.
They will give you a hetter before Yontif, and it's Chazali Yisuro. Chazali Yisuro. The Bach says no. The Bach says that once they were matir, they were matir. Once they're matir, they're matir. It's mut even afterwards. Who's right? The Bach or the Shach? I wanted to bring a raya from Iran that the Bach is correct. I want to show you the Bach. I'll show you the Iran rather. Chidushi Haran and Achav Gimel and Manal. Chidushi Haran. Chidushi Haran and Achav Gimel and Manal. Watch this. Watch. Kolam yom nisun. You're allowed to get married after 30 days. Kishem shematir lo sura seir nisun shelo lach ha-shloshim. Kach umutu begiluach zukono. So yedek v'simchas chasnos v'nivil seir. Okay. V'gayim yesh latir le'acha chasunoso begiluach. Af al pishu do yimitzchodesh. The came in the ishtiri. Kornitcha me'olav aviloso. The Epshad, the Makulu, Simchas, the Sudas, the Yaman Amelishri, my timer. Whee! Woo! Didn't she learn Kedushin this year? That's the source of all of Ishtar Ishtar. You know, one Kiddush?
Chav?
Gimel and Beit. Baruch Hashem. We're in Chav Gimel and Aleph on the Rana Boat Cut. He's in Chav Gimel and Beit is a Kiddush. All of Ishtar Ishtar. What an amazing Kiddush. It's called the Raya Barura to the Bach. To the Bach. That's why an Ovel who is clean shaven. So you allow him to shave an Igor Bachaver, right? What's that? The next day is Igor Bachaver. Okay. I mean, after Shiva, right away. After Shloshim, right away, for sure. But if the guy, let's say, is blonde, so every single day after shave, Igor Bachaver? Not necessarily. I never heard anywhere in the world where a clean shaven guy who shaves after Shloshim have to calculate every single time, did he get again Igor Bachaver? Why not? Pashtus is because it is. Once you are matirit, you are matirit. That's the meaning of olam, based upon this run. Wow. You'll say, what'll happen if they let you go to your son's wedding? Does he also catch the same break? I wanted to say no. Your own wedding is hutra. Your son's wedding is tchuyu. And if you look at the sugya in the Rashba, not daf and kedusha chafalof, and that's where the sugya starts. He says only by hutra. Just make a comment. Rabbi, with this, we conclude the sugya of Simcha, and now we have to start the next sugyas. I'm supposed to talk about four more sugyas here today. And I'm going to do it all with express. The first one, I'm very express. Kibbutz. Kibbutz, Rabbi. Kibbutz is a big sugya. I should really. Okay, let's do kibbutz. Whatever we can do. Kibbutz. What's the halach of kibbutz? It's important to understand what kibbutz is all about. Kibbutz is a major sugya. Now we know. Open the Gemara, please. Please open the Gemaras. Chavez. Please open the Gemaras. Chav, actually, Chav Gimel. Because Giyot and Kibbutz are together. Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. Says the Gemara, the last few lines. Kol Shloshim Yom LeGiyot. So Giyot is one of the five things which applies to what? To Shloshim. Kibbutz applies only to Shiva. Okay? Can't go into all the protim about this discussion. Take a look at Tosfos. Kol Shoshim Yom LeGiyutz. We can talk about Richas Gedola about Kibbutz. How long is Kibbutz us? Shloshim is Giyutz. Implying that Kibbutz is what? Only for 7 days. Kibbutz Mashmah the Shari after Shiva. Mefurish. Mefurish Yerushalmi, Mefurish Mesech HaSmachis. Picture of Shmuel Mivardum. Abaya Nafik. Bebubble Abikaimah, the Giyot Sheino Eino Ela Kikibus. Why is it called the Gemara in that Chavtes and Tainas? Giyot Shalano, Kikibus Shalahem. Nu, Umekoma Gamasri. So the Re said, no, they'd be fair to Kalem and Gawatsim. They'd import. From export from Israel to Babel, Kalem Meguhatsim, when they had experts there. Mor Riva says, also the Chabas took Shloshim Yom, and Nirla Litchos Kol Elu. Ayat says, Beferish Fakert. I'm talking about Shvuah Shechal Bo Tishbo, which is a little bit different. Okay, Verachti Betos Yivamas, Daf Mem Gimel, Zenarichas. Watch what he says. Watch this now. Wow. So Svei dinim in kibbutz. Water is mutter after Shiva, and soap is also after Shiva. Where do you get 2 issim of kibbutz? Where do you get it from? Where do you get it from? Where do you get it from? So I told you a Chiddush Nifla a while ago, and the two of them into Sporis. Remember I told you that Chiddush? The Tosfos Rav, 30 days, 29 days, is 2 separate counts. The Rama has the Sporis in both. But the 2 Yisurim of Kibbutz, this is a bad news. This is new to me. Now, we said over there by the Sporis, not even for a woman, for Isha. Now we said before, Rabbi Osai, there are 2 Gemaras. Rabbi said, turn to, we have to go back to Mord Kut. Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Take a look. Yudal Amid Beis. The Gemara discusses various Isurim. Various Isurim. We're talking about. Take a look towards the end. Oba lost the sports, the last line. Bidikama la rachman of the Aaron, Rashaykham al Tifro, Kadakuli Amaros. This whole sugya is talking about Shiva. So there's a separate issue when it comes to Shiva. This is on your Dalid Omid base. Shiva, 7 days. Look at your Testament base. Your Testament base. A different Pasuk. A different Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? By Nazir. God al Parasar Rosho. Yolav Pera Pera Min Nazir. Roshaykham al Tifro. And God al Parasar Rosho. Well, which one is it? Is it 7 or is it 30? Both. That's what I told you last time. I have a source now that's both. Two different psukim. A pasuk of Shiva and a pasuk of Shloshim. The Taka two dinim. What about Kibbutz? What about Kibbutz? What about Kibbutz? Where do you find that? Kibbutz? Yes! There are two Yisroel there too. And that with a difference halacha lemaisa. About side. Take a look at Yud Zayin Amid Beis. That distinction of Tosis is based in the Gemara. Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Take a look, Rabosa, Yizayin Amid Beis. The third wide line. Tachfu Avelov. Zeacha Zeh. Hichbit Saro Megal Betar. Umechabes Ksusa B'mayim. Betar V'lobe Misparayim. B'mayim V'lobe Neslob Oil. See this distinction? They exist. The case of the Gemara that exists is Tachfu Avelov. Okay, we understand that very well. That's a unique case. So there's two separate Isurim. What's Pshat, these two separate Isurim? I wanted to say, based upon the Ramban, I would show it to you, but time is not allowed. Page Reshus Beis, we spoke about it many times, we read this 5 times at least. What did the Ramban say? The Ramban says, Ika Beis from the Torah is Idunim, and Tichbosis and Tisporis is Simcha. It's a Simcha. Rabosai, you only feel Simcha if you wash your clothes with soap. You only feel Simcha if you take a good haircut with the scissors. Kibbutz b'mayim only prevents tsar of a filthy garment. Hakala b'tar prevents the tsar of a very long hair. They don't create simcha. Therefore, there are also all 7 days we have to be mitzar by the Rabbanim, as the Ramban says. Atimas arosh, chalitza sandal. But to all 30 days, no chiyuv to be mitzar. We understand the Gemara of Yuzayin and Beis that Tzvei didn't. We understand the Riva as well. Meiridik. Rabbosai, another comment when it comes to kibbutz. A Tosfos Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Please turn. Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Please turn to Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Give a look. Tosfos Birchas. What does it say? Pirish Akuntris Gimbol Ahachle Begodim Shekovsum Konam Aregel Lubash Konam Shem Bechubasim. That's okay. So your makil, apparently Rashi seems to have a shita that there's nothing wrong with wearing begodim mechubasim. The ma'aseh kibbutz is awesome. The ma'aseh kibbutz is awesome. The ma'aseh kibbutz is awesome. Al pirish Rashi hiksha the shari begodim shekibbutz ukonim avelo u'mestamach enam shari begodim begodim ukonim avelos im kei minayin lo lemalad abay v'rava manam etc. Shemim Yikonim Elohim Gohatzim Gevaldik Akash. The answer I think is obvious. The Mestava is wrong. The Mestava is wrong. No. Giyot Gohatzim is a separate Issa. Issa Shloshim. What's Kibbutz? Kibbutz is an Issa called the Rashi of the Maise Kibbutz. Aye. All Malach is awesome. No. Malach is awesome. Chutz Abayis. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim, we ask the malacha, it's only malachas that are out of the house. Malachas in the domestic cook is permissible. But kibbutz is more complicated. In those days, it certainly was much more complicated. We were afraid of hesed hadas. That's the pshat, Rabbosai. Now, let's talk about Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av for two reasons. One, this is coming to the end of the Zman, and we already bench Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and we're thinking that the Zman, and two, that applies to everybody, not Chalil to only Tavela. So, I mean, we hope the basement should be rebuilt, but yeah, it's found. What does it say over there? What's the status of it? The Ramban writes, Shvua Shechalbo is more chomer than Shloshin and more kal than Shiva. My Rebbe taught us that's the same as Shloshin. And Tisha B'Av itself is Shiva. But the Ramban says, no, it's more chomer than Shloshin. He says, you can't wash clothes on the 9 days, even to wear after the 9 days. It needs to have Maisa Kibbutz. Oh, so maybe Rashi holds. We don't find two Isur. We need Isur of Maisa Kibbutz. There's no Isur of Begadim Mechubasim. What does Tosfos say? No, Tzvei Dinim, Briska. Isur of Maisa Kibbutz. And an Isur of wearing Begadim Mechubasim. Or, Shvua Shechalbo. There's no Isur of Malacha at all. They were Goyzer of Maisa Kibbutz. Aveus is an Isur of Malacha already. Maisa Kibbutz is already an Isur anyway, Mishum Malacha. They made acceptance there to not to. We've got a mechubas. If you look in the Ramban, it sounds that way. It sounds that way. The kashvim giyutz, I answered you, that the mistoma is incorrect. Rashi's motor when it comes to giyutz. Period. It's very, very important. Very important. How do we pass in the halacha? Open the Shulchan Aruch. Shin pei tes, sif alf. Shin pei tes, sif alf. Avol also the chavis ksusa kol shiva yomim. I feel b'mayim levad. Well, achas shiva mutter. K'shem shasal lil chavis kach asal lil bal shamachubasim kodem lechein. We pass them against Rashi, Rabosai. Against Rashi, there are more. Achazai and Shori. But all of them nagabo yisur. Like the riva. That's the riva of siyoso. Wow, wow. But no again shadam achir lo v'shem tchila. Wow. There's a shocks of cotton base. Choshim tzvar to riva, also kibbutz kol lamin. Umasha betoisus the more cotton of chavgimel, and also elab mechubas benesa v'chol. Lo b'mayim. If he's there,